Yesterday, I wrote the most exciting one-line email anyone can ever send to their HR department, and that was, please accept this email as notification of my retirement. So I'm 55 and I've done it. I've actually told my employer that I'm leaving to retire. Now, earlier in the week, I also wrote to all my defined benefit pensions. I've got three different ones. And I want to start drawing my pensions and claim all my pension commencement lump sums. So the postman for our house has been busy this week, squeezing a ton of paperwork through my letterbox. And now, this weekend, I've got the pleasure of filling them all in. But it's definitely going to be worth it. So how did I get to the decision that now is the right time to retire? I mean, it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. I've actually been weighing up my options now for about 12 months. What I did is I collected all my pension details together, and it was a bit of a mess, to be honest, at first. I actually had 8 defined contribution pensions and 3 defined benefit pensions, so 11 in all. And the spreadsheet I put together laying out all the different options for drawing them was just really, really complex. And to be able to truly trust that I'd considered all the options properly and that I'd interpreted all the fine prints in them correctly across all these 11 pensions, it was just so hard to do, really. And I just wasn't getting any confidence in it all. So I decided then to simplify things, and I opened up a SIPP, self-invested personal pension. What it is, I moved 7 of my DC pensions into this new SIPP. Now, this helped me really to understand where my income would come from when I retired. Now, knowing how much you get when you retire is actually only half the equation, isn't it? The other thing you need to know is how much you're actually going to need to spend, how much you're going to need to live on. Now, this sounds easy, but to get to the level of comfort that allows you to press that eject button from your full-time job, you really want something more than just kind of working out on the back of a bank statement. So about a year ago, what I did is I downloaded an app on my phone called Snoop. I don't know if you've tried it, it's pretty good, but this connects to all my bank accounts, all my cards, all my different cards. And for the first couple of months, you end up telling it kind of everything that you've spent, and you know, it knows what you've spent, and you categorize it for it. And after the first couple of months, it kind of then knows everything really, and it puts everything that you spend in the right kind of categories for you. And then you pretty much from that can work out how much you need to live on. Now, I've had the app installed and I've been using it now for 12 months. And I've looked through all the reports it gives me, and I'm pretty confident, well, really confident, really, that I know exactly what I need going forward. So now that I've got this confidence where the money's coming in, and pretty confident on what's going out as well, thankfully the numbers did add up when I looked at them. So I have pressed the button. Now, I enjoy the job I do now, but I've got a lot of hobbies that I'm really passionate about as well, and I just wish I had more time to do them. So after weighing up all different options, I decided it's the right time for me. Now, Tracy, my wife, has decided she's not quite ready to leave her job yet, but she's fully supportive of me retiring first. She'll then follow me out, retire when she feels it's exactly right for her. So what happens next? Well, I still need to serve my notice at work, obviously. You can't just put your notice on Friday and leave on a Monday. And this gives me some time to sort out my pension to make sure that I don't have that earnings gap between when my last salary payment comes in. And after simplifying my pensions last year, I've now got a SIPP, the company pension for the organisation I currently work for. And then I've got the 3 defined benefit pensions. Now, one of them is from an ex-employer, which is PwC. One was for the local council that I work for, and the other one was from a university that I worked 4 or 5 years for as well. And the plan is to take the maximum tax-free lump sums from each of these 3 defined benefit pensions. And then what I'll do is I'll leave my SIPP invested to continue to grow, hopefully, until I've kind of spent all my tax-free lump sums. And at that point, I may need some extra cash to top up the money I'm getting from my defined benefit pensions. Now, I don't expect really to touch my SIP until I'm about 60. That should keep me going pretty much until I'm 67 when I start to claim my state pension. Now, after 67, I'll have, obviously, my defined benefit pensions, I've just mentioned, plus my state pension, but I'll likely have spent all my SIP. If I hadn't done the planning over the last 12 months and worked out exactly what money I have coming in and exactly what money I have going out, then I'd never have the confidence to do this, really. What I probably would have ended up doing is, you know, continuing to work until I'm 57, 58, 59, maybe even 60, purely because of my lacking confidence from a finance perspective in knowing I had the right amount of money. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to chart my journey up until the date of leave and well beyond as well. So if this interests you and know how it all works in finalizing retirement, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and I promise I'll keep you up to date. See you on the next one.